Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:14, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Ryan and Austin Price with you Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much. It has been a real delight weather-wise, and Austin's going to be all over this in just a few minutes. But before we get to Austin, let's go ahead and drop on in and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
And they all kind of fall under the legal aspect of life. Jasmine West was sentenced to over 20 years in state prison for a December 2023 fatal DUI crash. This happened on North Davis Highway. West was convicted of numerous DUI charges and one count of driving with a suspended license. By the way, she did not have a valid driver's license at the time of that crash. State authorities have charged 23-year-old Emma Ulibarri from Century with insurance fraud for an alleged false storm damage claim. Ulibarri filed a claim for damages that occurred prior to her policy date. Florida Department of Insurance Services Criminal Investigators Division charged her with one count of third-degree felony for insurance fraud. And 39-year-old Malcolm Lewis, 23-time, get this, I want to repeat that to you, 23-time convicted felon. Got a good record here.
He's got a bit of a history. Yeah.
Has been arrested on various drug charges during a search at his trailer home over in Myrtle Grove on 48th. He's now in the Escambia jail without bond. Record shows he was released from state prison in 2024 after serving a five-year sentence. Not through yet. Prior to that, he served prison sentences in 2008, 2009, and 2017.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Do still have some backups on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 71 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 74 and a low of 66.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
State Senate panel on Wednesday gave approval to a proposal that would change the state's defamation laws. It's Senate Bill 752 seeks to require newspapers and broadcast stations to remove false articles and broadcasts from their websites after receiving notice that the stories were just not true.
And Florida House Republicans have taken a step to lift the age limit that stops people under 21 from buying rifles and shotguns. Supporters say it's about protecting Second Amendment rights, but critics point to the Parkland shooting to argue that keeping these restrictions is simply important for safety. The bill will now go to the Judiciary Committee before it can be voted on by the full House.
Anti-Semitic messages down at Miami Beach. The mayor there wants to stop it. He's threatening to stop showing an Oscar-winning documentary. Very interesting. Joe Rotes has more from Miami Beach.
The film director's comments at the Oscars prove the anti-Semitic nature of the film, using Jew hatred propaganda and lies such as ethnic cleansing. Miner stated in a letter sent to the theater, O Cinema initially acknowledging Miner's concerns of anti-Semitism in a letter of their own, to the mayor writing, This film has exposed a rift which makes us unable to do the thing we've always sought out to do, which is to foster thoughtful conversations about cinematic works, promising to cancel the movie. But the day after that letter was sent, they showed it and have sold out four more showings scheduled for next week. Now Miner wants to cancel the theater's lease, kicking them out of the city-owned building, as well as slash nearly $80,000 in grant money.
Just about 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a few more state headlines for you, along with a push into our national stories. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
623 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, thanks so much for having us on today. We appreciate the ride. Another down day on those markets. Really something else. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks tumble with the Dow suffering its fourth straight session of losses, while the S&P 500 entered correction territory as fresh tariff threats overshadowed upbeat economic data, including an easing of inflation at the wholesale level. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors fell, with tech the worst performer. However, shares of Intel bucked the downward trend, with its stock rising 14%, following news that the chipmaker announced a new CEO, Lip-Bu Tan. The Dow winners, Travelers, Merck, and Verizon. The Dow decliners, Apple, Home Depot, and Salesforce. The Dow down 537 points, the Nasdaq lower by 345, S&P 500 down 78. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a push for stricter penalties on reckless boating in Florida, known as Lucy's Law, is gaining traction in the Senate. It's named after 17-year-old Lucy Fernandez, who was killed in a tragic crash in 2022. The bill would make it a felony for boat operators to leave the scene of a fatal accident without helping. Both the Senate and House versions also aim to improve boater education, especially for those born before 1988.
So inflation might be easing just a bit here. Here's another sign of positive activity. Lillian Wu has more for us.
The producer price index, which tracks price changes companies see, rose 3.2% year over year versus the projection 3.3%. On a monthly basis, prices were unchanged. There was an upward revision for January, which brought its PPI to 0.6%. Leaving out volatile food and energy, core prices rose 3.4% year over year, below the January gain of 3.6%. Economists had expected an increase of 3.5%. Month over month, core prices actually declined 0.1%. The forecast was for an increase of 0.3%. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. We did have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but those appear to be slowly but surely decreasing. As for the weather, we're sitting at 71 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 74, low of 66.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, Apple and Google are in the middle of another investigation. Eben Brown has more for you.
Fox on Tech.
British regulators say there's too little competition when it comes to mobile web browsing, pointing fingers at both Google and Apple. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority says it might not be fair that Apple has so much control over their iPhone's operating systems, in that it crowds out competitors like Mozilla from being able to truly offer a different browser than Safari to Apple users. Even though Mozilla's Firefox exists as an app in the land of iPhones and iPads, it still relies on Apple's software tech to run, as opposed to Mozilla's own. Google's Android is much the same with its Chrome browser. In response to the CMA's report, Apple says it disagrees with the findings and defends its choices, saying it's a better way to secure its users' privacy. The British investigation is still ongoing, and the CMA hopes to finish it by the end of the year. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And President Trump pushing to annex Greenland. He told reporters in the Oval Office during a meeting with NATO's Secretary General today that he thinks it will happen. Trump has been pushing the idea of the U.S. acquiring the island for months now, and it's currently a territory of fellow NATO member Denmark.
Okay, so there you are. You're at the White House.
There I am.
Gates open up, and here drives in five new Teslas. You think, what is going on here? Well, President Trump just buying a new car. They thought they'd deliver it right to the White House. What one did he pick? Howie Kurtz has the information for you.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There has never been a commercial like this. Elon Musk bringing five of his Teslas to the south lawn of the White House. Donald Trump buying a red one. They get in. Trump was going on and on about what a great car this is, not mentioning that he's been a longtime opponent of electric vehicles, but also talking about how Elon Musk is a great patriot and alluding to the despicable violence against Teslas in dealerships and showrooms. But now, obviously, a lot of commentators say this is crazy. I mean, at the same time that Musk has signaled that, according to the New York Times, he wants to give $100 million to various pro-Trump PACs. So some are saying, what's the big deal? Presidents often endorse products, but not necessarily from a man who is the second most powerful guy in government. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war could be in sight. Russian President Putin said today during a press briefing that his country agrees in principle with the ceasefire plan that Ukraine agreed to earlier this week. Putin added that the ceasefire needs to lead to an enduring peace and should remove the root causes of this crisis.
Now, talk about competition here. This is kind of strange bedfellows. America's National Railroad, passenger railroad, is hoping to lure passengers away from the airline industry. Tom Graham has a pretty good explanation.
A few hours after Southwest Airlines announced it would no longer be offering two free checked bags to most passengers starting in May, Amtrak boasted about its luggage policy in a post on X, writing in part, "Yes, we're the only ones doing free baggage now." Over the years, airlines have done away with free bag checks and started charging various amounts. Southwest was the last holdout. Amtrak travels to around 500 destinations within 46 states. However, going by rail does take a little bit longer than going by plane. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And the Trump administration is being ordered to immediately reinstate a number of federal workers who were fired. A federal judge in California ruled that last month's firing of probationary employees from six federal agencies was against the law. The judge said in his ruling that it is a sad day when our government would fire some good employee and say it was based on performance when they know good and well that's a lie.
Well, the proposed SpaceX mission that was supposed to have launched tonight has moved on to Friday night. 6:06 lunchtime, Butch Wilmore, Sonny Williams be heading back home, hopefully. The mission was scrubbed Wednesday evening because of a hydraulic problem with a ground tower and had nothing to do with that rocket. Liftoff scheduled for Friday evening, 6:06 from the Kennedy Space Center. SpaceX will share a live webcast of the mission beginning 1 hour, 20 minutes prior to liftoff on its website and on its X account.
All righty, and President Trump says he still has a very good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He touted his relationship earlier today. He noted that things got off to a very rough start between him and Kim during his first term in office and suggested he would consider reopening talks with him.
Very interesting. Be sure to mark your calendars. I want you to remember this. Florida's spring license-free freshwaters coming up on April 5th.
This is the Fox News Alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. It appears a partial government shutdown could be less likely at the end of the week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer now says he'll support a temporary funding bill approved by the House. Schumer says the government shutdown would further empower President Trump, allowing him to choose which agencies would remain open.
There is nobody in the world, nobody, who wants to shut the government down more than Donald Trump.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Gun Show, this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
It's a fact. Pensacola has a homeless crisis. Wondering how to help? Your Leadership Pensacola Class of 2025 is partnering with Family Promise of Escambia County to remodel a 3-bedroom home for displaced families. Your support is vital. Cash and in-kind donations will help us complete repairs and provide furnishings to help make this house a home. No donation is too small. Learn more and donate at leapclassproject.org. That's leapclassproject.org. Together, we can make a difference.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Going to get you another quick check of the roads and weather here. Do have some backups if you are traveling on Highway 90, just a very little bit, though. Pretty average congestion. It's going to be if you're traveling eastbound, passing the Walmart Supercenter. We did have some backups on the Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly cleared out for the most part. As for the weather, sitting at around 71 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 74 and low of 66.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, contractors in Mobile are preparing the SS United States to become the world's largest artificial reef. To complicate the issue, a federal lawsuit has been filed to stop the entire process. The New York Coalition filed a suit against Okaloosa County to save that ship. It says the ship is a historic landmark and should be restored instead of being sunk. Well, Pensacola's planning board approved the initial concept for a proposed hotel and apartment development. This will be potentially over at Community Maritime Park. Inspired Communities of Florida wants to build a 15-story apartment building called Rhythm Lofts and a 10-story hotel under the Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel brand. The planning board will still have to approve a final design before the project can move into obtaining permits from the city, but seems to be moving right along. And gun rights advocates continue to fight to overturn a Florida law banning gun purchases by people under 21. Local Rep Michelle Saltzman says Wednesday if the measure she introduced passes, Floridians ages 18 and older would be able to purchase a long gun, like rifles we're talking about. Under federal law, those under 21 would still be barred from buying a handgun from a licensed dealer. The measure has the backing of Florida House Speaker Daniel Perez and Governor Ron DeSantis.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
College basketball tournament's ramping up throughout this week, of course, but the star player for the nation's top-ranked team might be out of action heading into Selection Sunday. Freshman sensation Cooper Flagg for the Duke Blue Devils left their ACC quarterfinal game against Georgia Tech late in the first half today with an ankle injury. X-rays were negative, and Duke rallied from 14 points down for the win, but it's unknown if Flagg will see any more action in the ACC tournament. Duke basketball coach John Shire says it's a real long shot that he plays in tomorrow's ACC tournament semi.
NBA, NFL, NC2A, Jared Max has a Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
If you're just joining us, thank you, but you have missed a lot. So don't do it again. Off the draw, here it is, Montour, right in, he scores! Hey, what do you say? 5 seconds in, Brandon Montour wins it!
On the Kraken Hockey Network, NHL history. Official scoring says Brandon Montour scored the game-winning goal for Seattle 4 seconds into overtime. An NHL record, fastest goal ever scored in OT. The Kraken came back to beat the Canadiens 5-4 on the second goal of the night from Brandon Montour, 4 seconds into overtime, which also equaled the fastest goal to any period in NHL history.
Bridges to inbound. Nick's break. Hart gets it. Right back to Bridges. Bridges puts up a three. Bang!
On MSG Network, Mikal Bridges hit a three-point shot as time expired to lift the Knicks over the Trailblazers in Portland. 114-113, Mikal Bridges finished with 33 points. Possible NBA Finals preview in Boston. Western Conference leading Oklahoma City Thunder clinched a playoff spot with a 118-112 win over the Celtics. 17th win in 18 games for Oklahoma City, which got 34 points from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. In Denver, the Timberwolves extended their win streak to 6 games. Beat the Nuggets 115-95, Minnesota 3-0 this season against Denver. Other NBA winners Wednesday, the Spurs, Grizzlies, Rockets, Clippers, Raptors, and Hawks. Men's college basketball, 3 more schools into the NCAA tournament with victories in the conference championships Wednesday. McNeese, Montana, and American all going to the big dance. Selection Sunday, 3 days away. The brackets come into play Thursday, 1 week from today. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Eminem trying to bring the WNBA back to Detroit. The Michigan rapper has joined a team of investors, including Pistons owner Tom Gores, Lions quarterback Jared Goff, and General Motors CEO Mary Barra, who are helping to bring an expansion team to Detroit. The Motor City used to have one of the best teams in the league. They were known as the Detroit Shock. They won three WNBA championships in 2003, 2006, and 2008.
A lot of gasp, a lot of wows, a lot of oh no's. This has all happened out in La La Land. The Rams have released a star player, and folks not quite digesting it good. Joe Morgan has more.
It's the end of an era in Los Angeles. The Rams officially released wide receiver Cooper Kupp on Wednesday, ending his eight-year run with the organization. The move comes days after the Rams agreed to terms with six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Devontae Adams. Kupp will go down as a franchise great, earning the MVP of Super Bowl 56 after leading the NFL in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns during the 2021 regular season. But his production slipped in the years since, missing a good chunk of games due to injury. The Pro Bowl wideout has not played in more than 12 games or gone over 900 yards receiving in the last three seasons. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, and a new trailer for the upcoming racing film F1 is out. Set in the world of Formula One, the film stars Brad Pitt and sees Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski at the helm. Pitt plays a former racer convinced to return to the sport to mentor a younger driver, played by Damson Idris. The Apple original film will hit U.S. theaters and IMAX screens on June 27th.
Ice Flyer is returning home this weekend, Friday and Saturday, matching up against Quad City, puck dropping 7:05 both evenings in the Bay Center. Now tonight, Pensacola facing the Birmingham Bulls on the road before getting in that bus and heading back home.
All righty. And Comcast and the International Olympic Committee reaching a multi-billion-dollar agreement on broadcast rights. The games are staying with NBC and Peacock through 2036. Comcast will assist with the in-venue distribution of the Olympics live TV coverage as part of the deal. Comcast Chair Brian Roberts said in a statement that we live in a time when technology is driving faster and more fundamental transformation than we've seen in decades.
It was something that I really couldn't digest very well today. And when I'm talking about those protesters in Trump Towers in Manhattan, just disrupting business, things like that. Eric Sean was there. He has a report for us.
Protesters have taken their demonstration and their anger directly to President Trump's home and to his office here at Trump Tower. At least a dozen or so arrests so far of the protesters who came into that pink lobby. They have the zip ties out. They are taking them to a bus, which is around the corner for processing where they are being arrested. Those are the demonstrators who refuse to leave Trump Tower. They sat down on the pink marbled floor. They chanted. They were cheering. They were talking about freeing Palestine, no walls in Mexico or in the Middle East. And of course, they were also chanting for and supporting Mahmoud Khalil.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Getting you another quick check of the roads and weather here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Any congestion out there is looking pretty pedestrian at this time. So thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, it is 71 degrees right now, low of 62. Maybe some patchy fog throughout the night. So if you're going to be driving late, please be on the lookout for that. That fog will bleed into your Friday morning, where it will be a high of 74, low of 66.
Excellent snapshot of the local weather scene. Let me take you on the big shot. Here's Janice Dean.
A major storm system developing across the west will be our next big weather maker over the next few days, bringing weather hazards to tens of millions of Americans, including a severe weather outbreak with life-threatening tornadoes, strong winds, hail, flooding rainfall, and the possibility for a crippling blizzard with heavy snow and blowing snow for the northern tier of the country. This will be a multi-day event affecting many different states, so please stay tuned to your local forecasts and, of course, Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And a watchdog group raising concerns about whether the FAA's business with Elon Musk's Starlink violates conflict of interest laws. The Campaign Legal Center wrote in a letter to the Transportation Department's Inspector General that Musk blatantly and improperly influenced the FAA's work with Starlink. It's come under criticism recently after reports that the Trump administration was considering canceling Verizon's $2.4 billion contract in favor of Musk's satellite communications firm.
It's kind of like rubbing salt in a wound. When I'm talking about skygazers, if I say to you, you're in for a treat tonight, you're going to say, are you crazy? I mean, let me just put it like this. Potentially, we're going to have cloud cover. Potentially, you're not going to be able to see the eclipse. But hey, the weirder things have happened. So let's not blow it off. Let's think real positive about this. You're indeed going to get a chance to see that deep red moon while it passes through the Earth's stars system.
A total lunar eclipse will be visible across America tonight or early Friday. As the moon passes through Earth's shadow, it will turn red, creating what's called a blood moon. No special glasses are needed, just look up. Most of the country can see it, but cloud cover may affect visibility. The red color comes from sunlight filtering through Earth's atmosphere, much like a sunset. Lunar eclipses usually happen every 2 to 3 years, but the next one will be visible in North America next March. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And Democrats set to reject a government funding bill that was passed by the House. It comes as a possible government shutdown looms tomorrow night. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said yesterday his party has the votes to block it. Republicans wrote the legislation that would keep the government funded through September, and Schumer said funding the government should be a bipartisan effort, but Republicans took a different path when creating the bill.
Okay, Trump administration rolling back environmental regulations put in place by Joe Biden didn't quite work out. Here's Jared Halpern.
Calling it the most consequential day of deregulation in American history, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin announced more than 24 agency actions to roll back regulations and climate change policies.
Today, the Green New Scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success.
Zeldin says the EPA will begin unwinding vehicle emission standards and rules for coal-fired power plants designed to drastically cap carbon emissions. Republicans oppose many of those rules, arguing they increase energy prices and the cost of owning a business. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Dollar General warns that low-income Americans' financial conditions are getting worse. The retail chain has more than 20,000 stores, primarily in rural areas, and its core customers earn under $40,000 a year. CEO Todd Vasos said on an earnings call that many of Dollar General customers report they have only enough money for basic essentials.
6:48, News Radio 92.3, ready to be a weekend puppy parent? Becoming a puppy raiser. That was something. Puppy Raiser for America's Vet Dogs not only helps service dogs in training, but it also offers a chance to positively impact the lives of vets by welcoming a puppy into your home for 12 to 18 months. You could play a crucial role in their development. Now, if you're looking for more details, here's that address, vetdogs.org. It's a great way to get involved.
Alrighty, and the White House is withdrawing the nomination for President Trump's pick for CDC director. According to a senior administration official, former Florida Congressman Dave Weldon will no longer attempt to be confirmed as the next head of the CDC. It came just hours before Weldon was set to testify before a Senate committee at his confirmation hearing. It's unclear why the nomination was withdrawn.
Okay, FWC, considering black bear hunting in the state of Florida, as the idea of a statewide hunt has resurfaced, the last legal bear hunt happened in 2016. FWC is conducting a virtual meeting today, which got underway a little bit after 6.
All righty. And AAA wants to make sure folks in Florida have a safe ride home following St. Patrick's Day festivities. This is something you've heard us mention before, offering a service called Tow to Go. And mind you, this is a last resort thing. Don't just use it willy-nilly. Don't abuse the power here. This goes to both members and non-members this weekend. Florida drivers can call 855-2-TOW. Tow to Go for a ride within a 10-mile radius. The service will be offered March 14th through March 18th.
Yeah, it's a good service, too. And like you did say, don't abuse it. Mm-hmm. It is only a secondary response. So if you can't get the primary person to come help you out, they will come get you. Tow to Go, great, great program. We'll get Mark on from AAA down in Tampa before tomorrow if we can. We'll line him up for that one. That should be interesting. Hey, on Wednesday, the Senate Transportation Committee gave Lucy's Law, Senate Bill 628, its second unanimous okay. The proposed law would strengthen penalties for reckless boating and require safety training for all boaters. The legislation is named after 17-year-old Lucia, or no, is this Lucina? Do you know Luciana? I think it's Luciana Fernandez. That's
okay.
Luciana Fernandez, who died during a September 2022 boat crash.
All righty, just about 6:51 here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, get some health news for you along with some pop culture. Just a little bit of a lighter mesh as we send you off into this evening. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastair.com or call 934-2768.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about some bills working in Tallahassee. One to redesignate the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America across Florida law and in school books. Another to ban cell phones in school throughout the day, not just in instructional time. And a bill to expand the teaching of cursive from 3rd to 5th down through 2nd to 5th and to require you to pass a proficiency test. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, more adults have been seeking health care via the Affordable Care Act. A lot of information surfacing about this now. Fox's Eben Brown has more on the report.
In the U.S. are buying health care coverage via the Affordable Care Act's insurance exchanges than they were in years prior. The National Center for Health Statistics say that in 2023, 6% of people ages 18 to 64 were buying insurance on the exchange, which provides a subsidy for private market plans. That's compared to 4.8% in 2019. The same data show more people acquired coverage via the exchange in states that didn't expand Medicaid eligibility compared to states that did. The 2010 law provided funds to states to take on more Medicaid clients. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the number of measles cases still on the rise after an outbreak in West Texas. Health officials have confirmed at least 258 cases across multiple states. Most of the cases are in unvaccinated children in Texas, but cases have been popping up in nearly a dozen other states, too. At least two deaths have been connected to the outbreak.
Well, it wasn't your normal Thursday-type day. A Senate committee this morning canceled a nomination hearing for Dave Weldon, who President Trump had named to lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The cancellation came less than an hour before the meeting was set to start. This happened shortly before 9 a.m. Washington time. The White House confirmed it was withdrawing Weldon's nomination.
Really?
Last-minute stuff there.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. And Pope Francis spending the 12th anniversary of his election as Pope in the hospital. He's been hospitalized in Rome for nearly a month now, fighting pneumonia. The Vatican says tests have shown improvement, though. An update from the Holy See press office says that x-rays taken on Wednesday radiologically confirmed that his condition has improved.
Well, the Trump administration is reviewing money going to shelters and aid to migrants, suggesting smuggling laws might have been violated. Tanya J. Powers has more.
A letter from FEMA's acting director, Cameron Hamilton, to organizations that received grants from the agency's Shelter and Services Program says the Department of Homeland Security has, quote, significant concerns that the money was used for illegal activities. Tuesday's letter, obtained by the Associated Press, wants names and contact information for migrants that were served and a, quote, detailed list of specific services provided in 30 days, suggesting that the groups that received the federal grants may have violated a smuggling law. The Shelter and Services Program gave out $641 million to state and local governments as well as groups in 2024 to help them deal with large numbers of migrants crossing the southern U.S. border. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One last quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Do have some congestion that may be slightly worse than usual in downtown Pensacola near the Bay Center, but outside of that, not much holding you up. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 74, low of 66. There is going to be some patchy fog late throughout this evening and bleeding early into your Friday morning, so be sure to look out for that.
Here's today's pop culture news.
It's a goodie. A new documentary out about the band Oasis and their reunion tour. Michelle Polino has more.
A new film about Oasis hitting the road for a reunion tour this year is officially in the works. The project will be produced and directed by Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight, with directors Dylan Southern and Will Lovelace, best known for their LCD Sound System documentary, Shut Up and Play the Hits. Because maybe. No word yet on what kind of film it'll be, but given Southern and Lovelace's past work, it could be a mix of documentary and concert footage. The movie will be produced by Magnus Studios with Sony Music Vision, kicking it out to theaters for distribution. No release date has been set. The Oasis tour kicks off July 4th in Cardiff, Wales, and runs through November. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Nikki Glaser will return to host the Golden Globes next year. The comedian became the first solo female host of the award show back in January. Her performance received high praise from critics, and she said hosting the ceremony this year was without a doubt the most fun she's ever had in her career.
Okay, let me just get you up to speed here. Closing numbers, mortgage rates up slightly today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.82%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.24%. FDA's new senior counsel. This is a very strange situation. She was hired to become the new position. Two days after her appointment was announced, she quit. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
The FDA posted to its X account that Hillary Perkins has quit. She joined DOJ in 2019 and defended the Biden administration's position in court on the abortion drug mifepristone and its safety. After the announcement that Perkins was going to be senior counsel at FDA, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley accused incoming FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCary of trying to sneak a pro-abortion lawyer into a top leadership position. McCary hasn't been officially confirmed yet, but after this resignation, Hawley said he was pleased. During McCary's confirmation hearing, he was questioned extensively about abortion, telling Democrats he would be led by science and that he had no preconceived notion about mifepristone's safety. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Spotify says it paid out $1 million or more in royalties last year to nearly 1,500 artists. The streaming service said Wednesday that 80% of those didn't have a song that reached the app's daily top 50 chart. Instead, the artists had at least 4 to 5 million monthly listeners or 20 to 25 million monthly streams.
Okay, if you were expecting us to be talking about the launch of SpaceX Crew 10 to the International Space Station this evening, no, it didn't happen. They postponed it tomorrow night. They're going to light the candle at 6:06 Pensacola time. So we'll be covering that for you as that comes down. Should be interesting. SpaceX, by the way, sharing a live webcast of the mission beginning 1 hour, 20 minutes prior to liftoff on its website and on the X account. Go out and make it a great Thursday night. For Chris Bryan, Austin Price, this is News Radio 92.3. We'll see you tomorrow night at 4.
Weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.